what was the inspiration behind this? Or first of all, what is Ghost Train? Tell me what Ghost Train is.
Well, the Ghost Train is an old carnival ride that has been converted and stripped out and given a new lease of life by kind of turning it into a VR experience. So the viewer sits down on the cart and then is given a VR headset, and they travel through the Ghost Train. They actually move through physically, and they also move through virtually in the headset. So it's a multi-sensory experience with also music.
So
sound effects.
Is it meant to just mimic exactly kind of like the old take, like actually riding the ride in real life?
It doesn't, I guess, look in the same because with VR you have so many more opportunities spatially, and with what happens in the environment. So you go from an ocean scene to a family home through all these different environments that are vast. So we're kind of capitalizing on this new medium to explore different possibilities.
And how does the person who's experiencing Ghost Train, what's their part in all of this? How do they interact with it?
Well, as Joe mentioned, they put on the headset at the beginning of the ride. It's a 90-second ride. Nothing's been altered to the speed of the ride. And I guess interaction is, I mean, you're completely oblivious to the interior of the Ghost Train. And it's, yeah, I guess you're sort of engaging via sort of visual stimulus.
Also, if you look down in the VR world, you see a body, a figure there, which is a stand-in for your own body, and you're sitting in a carriage. So there's some connection to the kind of real physical world where you are traveling in this cart, but you're traveling through this kind of imaginary world. So the story was kind of conceived by the two creative directors, Janine and Jasmine, and we were brought on board to work more on the developing the visuals and working on the technical side of things. So it was a collaboration between all of us.
With the VR side, I mean, you've both worked on that. What artistic inspiration did you draw on? How did you go about creating this little virtual world that the 90 seconds takes place in?
I guess it all started with a creative brief from Jasmine and Janine. I guess that was the starting point, and we just built up 3D environments, quite varied in terms of the content. Sometimes we had sort of quite tight interior spaces to design and render, and then sort of more.
What's your favorite interior space that you made? Like, what's your favorite part of the Ghost Train ride?
Potentially, I mean, I like the decision room.
The decision room. That's an excellent name.
Yeah, it's a moment where you get to choose your own adventure. There's two alternate endings to the work, and yeah, I think that's my favorite.
Yeah, so in the decision room, as you enter, two sculptures appear. They come out of the ground, and as you look at these sculptures, they highlight, and you hear the voiceover: "Can you save yourself from yourself?"
Oh, wow.
And you have to kind of make a decision on which one, which kind of path you want to lead.
That is a hard decision. Can you save yourself from yourself? why? I suppose then, why VR? Like, why not just a point and click adventure game? Why not just a little animated movie? Why did you choose VR?
Well, I think, I mean, initially, Janine's had this project on the boil for many years, and it was going to be more of a sort of physical installation with projections and sculpture inside of the ghost train. And I just think maybe sort of it came down to budget, but it just made so much more sense to do it in VR. And it got picked up pretty quickly when that decision was made by the Sydney Festival. So that was
I think there's VR, the interest and development in VR technology is moving so fast, and I think it became an interest for Janine, and we had also been kind of working in this area a bit, so we put our minds together, and we thought it was a great opportunity there. So,
with a name like Ghost Train, is it spooky? If I go to this, will I be spooked, or is it more of just a fun experience?
I feel that actually just putting on a VR headset is just really spooky in itself.
that's extremely true.
It's a bizarre feeling when you first do it, but it is.
It does have an ominous kind of eerie feel at the start. That's kind of there's anticipation, and then the spooks do come. There are frights. It's not slapstick, kind of like if I imagine those old Ghost Train rides, they're a bit almost comical.
Yeah.
This is more stylized and cinematic, a bit more kind of modern and... trying to bring it up to date.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a pretty fun experience. Thanks very much for joining us this morning to tell us a bit about your VR project.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.